Okay, so I wanted you to listen to this episode first because I wanted to tell you a couple things. What the purpose of this podcast is, of course, the schedule behind it, and then also why it's called In the Backseat. So I guess I'll start with the name, because this podcast started in the backseat of my car, and that's pretty much why it's called In the Backseat. I also know that it's a little bit of clickbait, which I think is great, because this whole podcast is actually about representing the concept of God to people, and what better way to get you to click on something than putting a little, potentially, however you're going to take that, in the backseat name, as you are, and then drop like the God word on you. So I want to represent the concept of God in a really cool way, in a really approachable way, in a very 2020 way. I believe that science supports the concept of God. I also believe that, I don't feel called to necessarily come from one certain group, meaning like I don't identify as a Catholic. I don't identify really with any singular faith. I actually think the point of being here is to understand that you are part of one unified existence, and that goes across all faiths. So I'm very fascinated with Taoism. That's like the basis of their understanding. Buddhism, I think, is an amazing thing as well. With the, you know, the trek to find enlightenment and conquering the powering of your mind, and everything bleeds into everything. And really what inspired me to start this podcast was the story of God on Netflix with Morgan Freeman. So I think before you even listen to anything, I think if you feel like binging on something and you need something to binge on, I can just say that the story of God on Netflix with Morgan Freeman is very fascinating. It's a very cool look into faiths across the globe. And I think that it shines light on just how similar all of the experiences of people that live in faith are. So check that out first if you feel so inclined before you listen to anything here. But know that moving forward for the season two, which is going to be all Christianity-based things, because I do know, and I do come from a space of understanding God as Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ manifested as God fully on this earth and came and saved our asses 1,000%. I do feel that through and through to my soul, and I love the Bible, and it sits really well with me. And I used to cut the hair of a priest, and this was a gay man, and shout out to you, Andrew, because he said something that really stuck with me for a long time, and I didn't realize it stuck with me so much until I started to read the Bible. And I remember asking him and inquiring with him about my faith and saying, you know, I feel really interested in learning more about this because I understand there's something, but I can't put a name to this. I don't know. Is it the universe? Is it spirit? What's going, like, how do I, you know, discover this? And he was so kind in the way that he would speak to me. And he just said, you know, sometimes, you know, when people ask me about that, I just usually tell them and lead them to, you know, open your Bible and read the Bible. And you'll see that a lot of the times it just fits. It just fits. And that's kind of what he left it at. And I didn't pick up a Bible. I didn't for the next, you know, 2 years, 3 years until now, today, as I'm diving back in my Bible and reading. I decided that every Sunday now, so this podcast is going to come out Sundays and Wednesdays. Every Sunday, I'm going to do a Bible study podcast. So I'm going to read a portion of the Bible or read some of the notes in the Bible that I have. I have a study Bible, so it breaks it down more simply because obviously the old text can be hard to decipher. So I'm able to really digest this message and then speak on it briefly. I'm not into super long podcasts, so these are going to be quick. And that'll be every Sunday. And then on Wednesdays, I want to share a worship song that I really dig at the time, because I also had a client who, you know, we got on the topic of faith and we were talking about, you know, music and stuff. And he said, just be careful with what you listen to, because you don't realize what you're listening to has such an impact on your mood, on your state of mind, on your vibration. So be very cautious about what you're listening to. And he didn't, it actually wasn't, we weren't talking about faith really at that point, but I know he was just trying to give me good advice with kind of that topic. So I've really geared towards listening to positive music or instrumental music. I love classical music. I love like groovy music. I love amazing musicians and just hearing instruments as well. And I love worship music because it's a good message. So I'm going to share either worship music or cool kind of jams that I like. And then I'll talk a little bit about the message within that. Or whatever I feel like talking about on Wednesdays. But so it's going to be Sundays and Wednesdays moving forward for season two, which is exciting and fun because I love a little structure. And it keeps me, honestly, this keeps me in a good practice, and it's really fun for me to do, because it keeps me honest with myself. So again, if no one listens to this, this is still doing something of really positive impact in my life, and I'm grateful for that. So I want to say, I hope that you guys are staying healthy and happy and hopeful. And also, if you decide to listen to these podcasts, I have a couple episodes that are like so near and dear to my heart. I interviewed my friends, who one is a teacher and one's an ER nurse. I also talked to some other friends, and those episodes will be up. But the conversations that I had with a teacher and an ER nurse, especially during COVID-19, were super eye-opening, and I think gave me a greater appreciation for the people that are sacrificing so much and always do sacrifice to do God's work in this world. And I want to say, like, Alyssa, to me, you are an earth angel. You are on the front lines of this, working in an emergency room. So you and everybody you work with, I cannot say thank you enough. Like, thank you doesn't do it. I don't have the words, and they're not nearly enough at all. She also just brought me a gift today. My birthday is on the 26th of April, and she brought me the cutest gift with the cutest note, and I love you, and I'm so grateful for your friendship. So I love you if you hear this. And then Emily is a teacher. Please listen to that. I love to hear her speak because she is so passionate about what she does. And to me, she's on earth doing God's work as well, impacting children in a positive way. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So I know that we all have God's love with us and within us, and our purpose is to just love. And in whatever way you do that, it's the most beautiful thing ever. So I just want to say, I don't know, thank you again if you're hearing these words. I'm humbled if you are. I also ask that you reach out to me. Please message me. If you want to get on this podcast and you want to have a phone call, I would love it. I would absolutely love it. I love to talk. I am a hairstylist. I'm a small business owner, and I don't know what to do with myself in quarantine right now, obviously, except just speak. So if you want to come on, no matter what it's about, would absolutely love to have you come on. Stay, again, healthy and stay hopeful for a future that is bright. It might be different, but I really think that there is just a lot of goodness ahead for us. So I love you all. I hope you have a great morning or night or whenever you listen to this. Thanks, guys.